This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome back to yet another bonus episode of Green and White, brought to you by Argyle Life. I've finally managed to track down a Leeds fan who's actually seen Darko JB play. And luckily for us, we then went and signed Adam Forshaw. So this made life a lot easier. For me, anyway, I'm delighted to be joined by Leeds fan and performance. I can't say that word. Analysis. I can't say it.
It's only, yeah.
I can't. Yeah, that one. Ben, but better known as Lockie. How are you, mate? You good?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Quite a bit to bit in common, aren't we, with some players and playing each other at the weekend. So it's going to be a good chat. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I say, obviously, for the benefit of the listener, we're recording this on Thursday, so but you won't hear this until after our 4-0 win up at Elland Road. So if we win 4-0, I'll be very, very surprised. Just put that way. But our new head coach has come out today and has started speaking about the final of the FA Cup. So he's obviously very ambitious, obviously wants to get there. But anyway, we're in a unique position with these two. Normally when I speak to opposition fans, that they haven't pulled on the shirt yet. Obviously, both Darko and Adam were thrust straight into the starting lineup a day or two after they signed. So obviously, Argyle fans might know a bit more about them. But let's start with JB then, if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sure you're correct.
JB.
Just who is he? Obviously, he's some talent, right?
Oh, that's what it is for me. It's talent. He has. I think when he was at Millwall originally, Millwall youth, and then he went to Man City really young. And then developed through there. And one of his, I think it was ex-teachers, who was also a scout, said he could tell straight away from seeing him that he's got something special. Mm. Someone at City, when he was about 15, 16, mentioned that, you know, the similarities to Yaya Toure in the sense that he has everything there as a talent, as a potential. It's about expressing himself and having that confidence to, you know, allow all of that, his attributes to flourish. Because as a player, And I'd watch him week in, because under in the Premier League in the final season, it weren't great fun. So I used to watch 21s because they were quite good. Mm. So I'd watch him, and honestly, he was the best player on the pitch every game. He has that talent. He can dominate a game. He can control a game. He can attack, defend, box to box, number eight. Yeah, he's got everything. That's it. He has it. It's just about moving that up to first team men's football as opposed to youth football. I think that's the kind of obstacle for him. But yeah, he's got all the talent, mate. Really has.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're 25% of the Yaya Toure, you're doing something right. Yeah. So that's quite exciting. I suppose for us, we're quite interested to know like where his best position is and where you think he fits, because I think from the limited research that I have done, I'll hold my hands up, which isn't much. It looks as though he's been deployed all over in different roles in midfield. Where do you think is the best thing for him?
Well, the good thing, I guess, for him, I guess, under the 21s, when he played for Leeds 21s, it was kind of not, I won't say too easy, but he was very comfortable in any position. He could kind of dominate in the six. But for me, he's a box-to-box. He's a very good box-to-box eight. Because obviously he's got his excellent balance, his ball control is brilliant. I don't know if he's done one yet, but on the half turn, he's really effective. Mm. I don't know if he's done that for Plymouth yet, but when he receives the ball...
Not that I know off the top of my head, but...
Yeah. He'll receive the ball back to goal, defend it behind him, he'll turn him every time. It's one thing he's known for, and his pass detail as well. He's got a really good crisp pass to him. So it's kind of... I think he's a box-to-box eight. I think he works when he has kind of a six behind him who can kind of dictate the play, and then Darko can run up and down to box to box and link the play up, and he's got a lot of energy. He's very fit as a player, so I'd say an eight personally. Yeah,
yeah, nice. Do you see him being the future of this Leeds midfield then?
Well, I made a video at the start of the season about where he'd fit in, and I honestly thought you see the role Archie Gray is doing for Leeds now. I thought that would be Darko JB, but right. That's great to Archie Gray. He's ridiculous talent. Yeah, so. But for me, the progress isn't as much as I thought. I did think he'd be a big part of this team, whether that's off the bench, you know, or starting maybe 10, 15 games. And he didn't even feature really at all. And I think that's the step from youth team football and adapting that kind of aggressiveness and intensity that comes to championship games. I think that's his issue. That's the thing he needs to get over. It's not the ability. It's not the talent. He's got that. It's that mentality side of it. But in terms of if he has a good loan and he really shows that he can do it at this level, I have no doubt about his trajectory and how high he could get. So it's patience with him, I think. I think he might develop a little bit later on. I think that mentality might come in 2 or 3 years when he's got a lot of experience. Because as a box-to-box eight in any system, it's a lot of intensity, it's a lot of hard work, and it's about him understanding that and realising what he has to do in the game. Because he played, I can't remember which game it was, but he played a game and he just didn't look like him. It just everything was safe, you know. The physical battles, they weren't great. And when he came to you guys, sorry, I'm going a bit of a tangent here. When he came to you guys, my first thought was, is it too high of a move? I thought League One was perfect for him. But with Ian Foster in, obviously, who's worked with him at 21s, which I'm sure we'll get into a little bit, that helps a lot because he knows him more than anyone you could argue, apart from obviously the Leeds 21 coaches. So, yeah. I think he still could be, but that's down to him to adapt his mentality for me. Because in terms of talent, yeah, of course he could, 100%.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. Obviously, he's worked under Ian before, first name terms, because we're like that, best mates. Obviously, you know much more than I. Like, what's their relationship like? Obviously, that works in England, right? So, you expect Ian to get the best out of him.
With success as well in the summer, in the tournament with the 20s. And he played Darko JB alongside Alex Scott, who's now at Bournemouth, who had a £25 million move from Bristol last year. And he looked on par with him in those games. You know, the guy who's playing, he's injured currently, but playing in the Premier League, got that Premier League move, who has been tearing the Championship up for 2 seasons now. And he looked as good as him in that under-21 setup. So that's kind of you're looking at that thinking if he can just replicate and adapt his kind of aggressiveness in games and his impact in games, there's a top talent there. But yeah, they have a close relationship because he trusted him and he played him a lot. And I can't remember what he said, but he mentioned in the press conference, he's always positive about him. And that's a key for me. His temperament and his attitude is 100% since he's been 15, 16. Everyone always said, you know, his PE teacher used to say, used to have a little pitch in their school. And you used to have to make him leave because he just wanted to shoot and practice. And he's always had that hard work. He used to go to training on buses because his family didn't drive, 3 hours training and stuff like that. So he's got that side of it. It's just about bringing that out to level up now. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, in terms of mentality and in terms of desire, he's got all of that, no doubt. Hard work.
Yeah, from the very small, I've already mentioned it, the small research I've done, but the clip that I watched of him in the official unveiling videos that Argyle put out, it seems like a nice bloke, lovely chap. So, that stands him in good stead. I mean, we have a I don't know. Well, I was about to say famous. It's definitely not famous, but we have a no dickheads rule, basically, where we don't sign anybody who's a bit of a prick. So he obviously fits that bill quite nicely, which is good. Obviously, you've mentioned positions where you think he's best, and obviously you mentioned the half turn, but what's his one key killer attribute?
Honestly, it's his combination of his energy and his understanding of where to be, which link into his physical attributes, because obviously he's quick. And he's not like the strong, he's not like the biggest muscly, he's not like the strongest guy, but he's physically strong because he looks after himself really well. And it's that combination of receiving the ball in one position and quickly moving it forward, which I really like about him. I know that's kind of a mix of a few, but so when he receives it on the half turn, it's turning with it and then giving that ball forward into a progressive kind of area. So the winger or the number 10, that's what's key for me. And yeah, basically his passing attributes. He's a good passer. He's a very solid passer. But he don't just watch his pass, he'll pass and move and he'll always look to link play up. So kind of that, I know it's a bit of a wild answer, but yeah, passing movement kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, so from one player to another, one player who's had basically no minutes or 1 minute with you off the bench against Ipswich to a man who won the league with you, if I'm right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Into Adam Forshaw, obviously, what can you tell us about him?
Forshaw is probably the most frustrating player, simply the fact of his injuries. Genuinely nothing for me. His profile's quite basic, but effective, if that makes sense. He's not going to take three guys on. He's not going to create. He's not going to get assists. But he's really good at just holding the... And he worked well with Darko, I think. I think they'll complement each other quite well.
Yeah,
he's got that experience, but on the ball, just finding little pockets and maintaining possession, maintaining the ball, very effective player. And under Bielsa, when he had 18 months, he was injured for us. What a long time. He had a hip problem. He had to have several operations. But he came back, and for a good period under Bielsa in that promotion season, he was a very important part of our midfield. And Bielsa said, if he didn't have injury problems, this isn't word for word, but this is practically what he said, he'd play for any team in the world, is what Bielsa said, if he didn't have them issues. So he's got that kind of basic profile, but one that a lot of teams kind of need and require. His issue is simply his injuries. It's ruined his career, really has.
It explains why he stepped up from a little club like Leeds to a massive club like Argyle then, doesn't it? You know, if he could play for any club in the world, he's obviously picked the best one that he possibly could. He's a bit of a coup for us, I suppose, in terms of his name. Like you say, he's absolutely phenomenal. And if he's good enough for Bielsa, then he's obviously good enough for us. Well, you'd like to think so. But if we can keep those injuries under control, which, to be honest, we don't seem to be able to do too well with the likes of Brendan Galloway and Mikel Miller. But that's why they're here. So... I suppose the question is really, what would you say to anyone who still doubts that he can do it at this level after his, you know, injury-ridden nine-game spell at Norwich? You know, like you say, if those injuries weren't there, it'd be brilliant. But
I still think he can. I think he's that type of player. I think with these injuries, you kind of, it affects in terms of pace and kind of that explosiveness, but he's not that type of player, so he doesn't need that. He sits between the defenders, you know, he links play up deep, so he doesn't need physical attributes. So injuries won't affect that. And last year, he played a bit for us in the Prem. Look, we were terrible. We were rubbish and he weren't great, you know, but he didn't look terrible. He weren't the worst player on the pitch. It's just we needed more in that position in the Premier League, obviously. It was a terrible situation. But so he still played last year when he was fit. But of course he's still got it. I have no doubt. His ability is good. I've always liked him. Bielsa loved him. We love Bielsa and Leeds. If Bielsa liked a player, we can't really argue with it. So it's genuinely, if you can get a 10-game run without him getting injured, that's a massive success and it'll help you a lot. Not only just that main, I don't know how you play under Ian Foster. I think he's changed since his England days, potentially. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the person to talk about, you know, with England set up, to be honest, but he's tweaked it from... We can already see big tweaks from what Schumacher did with us, but, you know, no huge changes in terms of formation, but the tactical tweaks there, yeah, for sure.
So, like, his experience as well. Like, he's been around... He's been in the Premier League for, I think, 3 or 4 years of his career. He's maybe more, I can't remember, honestly, but he was there with Middlesbrough, I believe, before us. But he's we've got winning experience, power winning teams. He'll really help Darko JB and other young players you've got as well. I know you signed Devine from Tottenham on loan, which is another class player, by the way. I think that's a good signing for you guys, really. He'll help them. He has that experience. So even if he's not available, he's in the changing room. His experience is vital and players will listen to him and he's got influence. He's also, I believe, very advanced in his coaching, I believe. Mm. So he's got that kind of coaching side to him. And Bielsa loved him. He's a smart player. He's one of the leaders when Leeds went up. He really was. And for me, even if he doesn't play, and I don't know how short you are in that position, but if you're relying on him to play, yeah, I wouldn't. But ability, yeah, an experience, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, our last three signings have been centre midfielders in Darko, Devine and Forshaw. I would say that we still sort of need like an attacking midfielder to replace another Finn Azaz replacement. I know that's what Devine's coming to do, but you can't really replace Finn Azaz, as everybody will know that's listening. They know that anyway. I don't need to tell them that. That's, yeah. But I think in terms of centre mid now, we've actually got maybe one too many, and Matt Butcher most probably will be on his way out. So I think we'll be all right there in terms of cover, because we've got Jordan Houghton and oh God, I've forgotten his name, Adam Randall. I don't know how I've forgotten that. You know, so I think you'll cover quite well. You've already stolen my next question about experience, so I think we're good there. But yeah, I mean, just overall, you've touched on it already, but my next question was just going to be, how well do you think they're going to work together? You know, I think.
Yeah, well, it's tough because they never played together for Leeds, I don't think. No, they didn't. But obviously, Darko and Forshaw, they'll know each other's games. You know, Darko, he didn't play a lot this season, but he was always with the first team. He was always training with the first team, even last year as well, to an extent. So they'll understand each other. I think Forshaw will know his game, he'll know how to get the best out of him. Ian Foster as well will massively help for that. And if anything, it does enable, I think it will help Darko JB. And if you can even get kind of 30% more from Darko JB, he'll be a really effective player for you guys. I really do think that. It's just, it's a big step from youth football to championship. And that's the key bit. But he's got the right people around him. And for sure, it's just a matter of keeping him fit. If them two, look, they know each other, I think it could work. Forshaw's more of a six. Darko JB is a box-to-box eight. Forshaw's not the quickest, but Darko JB can run forever. So it works well in that sense. They're both decent on the ball as well. Forshaw's not really a ball progressor, but Darko JB can run with it. He can pass it forwards. So I guess that works, yeah. And with Devine, is it Devine or Devine?
Devine, I think. But
one of them, yeah.
That's with what him I'm in there, anyway.
Yeah, I have no idea. But with him in there as well, that's quite a decent little trio, I guess, if you can get the best out of them, and that's the key for me. If you can get just a little bit out of Darko, you know, it'll be really effective for you guys. And if Forshaw can stay fit and get a few games together and bring his sharpness back, it'll be really effective. So they're the keys for me, I think.
Yeah, I think when we found Darko, I think initially I was just thinking that he was going to be a Jay Matete type leggy that breaks up play quite well. But I mean, from the first two games that we've already seen, it looks like you can do that and progress the ball quite nicely as well. So I am actually really excited to see more of him. I'm not the biggest Forshaw fan. I think I made that clear on Twitter and I got a bit of hate for it. But that was after the first 20 minutes when he didn't look great. And then it clicked after that. And we thrust them straight in against Cardiff and it was a good win. The second half was much better than the first, but you can
the thing with Forshaw as well. So I was going to say, like, he's not played. So I think one or two, three games to get that sharpness. And like I said, he's not the most exciting player. He's a six. He'll keep the ball, he'll maintain the ball, he'll progress the ball. Like, that's, yeah, he's not a fancy player for sure.
Yeah, it's just a shame, obviously, we can't see either of them play at Elland Road. Yeah. You know, obviously, we've already had that game. We've already won that one. We're already through to the fifth round. So listeners will know that already. But, you know, the fact that Forshaw's cup tied and obviously I can't imagine that you've allowed JB to play against his parent club. I don't think you're that stupid. You're not the Leeds of old anymore. So, I can't see that. It's just a shame, obviously, we can't see that. But I'm looking forward to Saturday anyway. I mean, this is in the past, but it's always good to visit these big clubs and big grounds. I'm looking forward to it. And really appreciate it. Unless there's anything else you need to add.
I'll be keeping tabs on it. I like you guys. I think obviously it's different manager now, but have you actually brought us the game a bit? Teams often sit back and it's boring, but you guys, you know, you've got some good players. I think you'll be all right this year. I really do.
I imagine you're
worried, right?
No. I think actually the closer towards the end of the season, it gets the slightly more confident I'm becoming. And for some reason, there's something in me telling me to be more confident under Foster than I should be. Maybe I think, you know, if he was what was it, defensive coach or out of possession coach or whatever it was for multiple England setups, I think we might be all right out of possession. I think you might see you'll notice the differences between somebody like yourself anyway who understands the game much better than I. We'll see the differences between his team and Schumacher's when we play on Saturday. But I'm more confident we're going to stay up now under Foster than I was under Schumacher, which is I'm surprising myself by saying that. But looking forward towards the rest of the season anyway. Looking to see now that you've given glowing references to both Darko and Adam, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they get on. And if they're both crap, we know where to come.
Yep.
And to complain.
It could be good. That's my thing. Could be.
Yeah. It's actually really interesting. A lot of people that we speak to are like give incredibly glowing references, and then like halfway through the season, you're like, yeah, I mean they're not that great, but there's something telling me that these two are going to be really good. So appreciate that. Just jumping on, I'll leave a link to your YouTube channel and stuff in the description below. And you do, I don't know if you're doing any post Argyle content. You're planning on it?
Potentially. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, if you do, we'll leave a link to that. But if not, we'll just leave a link to the channel. Cheers, mate. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.